రాధ మాధవ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరీవర ధరీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరీవర ధరీ యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన జమునా తీర బన చరి జమునా తీర బన చరి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరీవర ధరీ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరీవర ధరీ
హరి 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 హరి
యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జన రంజన యమునా తీర బన చరి యమునా తీర బన చరి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితానేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీన బంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरिर्नाम हरिर्नाम हरिर्नामैव केवलं कलौ नास्त्यैव 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 गतिरन्यथा। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्मिषे नमः। आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमा दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेश तनय तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधुवर्गेन या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं अग्रादरो न परः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश हारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदी गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इस डिवाइन ग्रेस से श्री भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीना श्याम कुण राधा कुण गिरिगोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगामय जमुनामय की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। राधा माधव की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निधाय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the simple devotees, all glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. I welcome all the assembled devotees from all over, everywhere, to this morning's recitation, which is, well, we are in Mayapur and we are busy with Kirtan Mela also. So we have this verse selected from 11th canto, chapter 5th, text number 32. I'm confident that you are all familiar with this one. You have to be. If you are Gaudiya Vaishnava, you have to know and understand this statement of Bhagavatam. Not only, that's enough, few mentions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Bhagavatam. And this is one of them. And how does he look like? And etc. Few things have been introduced in this verse. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav ki. That is also a topic. Srila Rasikanand Prabhu Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav ki. And that's not the end. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Tirubhav Tithi Mahotsav ki. So we have quite a few topics to cover. And we have limited time. Okay, so please repeat. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yadnyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Navaranam Tvisha Krishnam Mataji's. Angasra Parshadam Sankirtana Prayair Ajantihi Sumedhasaha. Krishna Varnam. Repeating the syllables Krishna Tvisha with a luster. A Krishnam. Not black, golden. Sa-anga, along with associates. Upa-anga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Parshadam, confidential companions, yagyai by sacrifice, sankirtana prayai, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting, yajanti, they worship, he certainly, sumedhasaha, intelligent persons, translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In the age of Kali, the intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrit Adi Leela, chapter 3, verse 52. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which his disciples are quoting, copying in fact, in here, making that as purport to this verse from Bhagavatam. Now Prabhupada's commentary on this verse. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, because he is writing commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there he writes that this text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained. Now he is quoting Jiva Goswami, all these connections and references. Has explained this verse in his commentary on Bhagavatam, known as the Krishna Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors. Okay. Word broken. Red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Gaurahari. Gauranga. Gauranga. Okay, we'll read that much now and see how it works. And make a few comments. Yeah, so earlier in the same chapter, first of all, this conversation going on between King Nimi and the nine Yogendras, Nava Yogendras. And So conversation with one after the other one, then the other one. King Nimi is now, has turned to, or talking to, or inquiring from, Karabhajan Muni. And the inquiry is, in text 19th of the same chapter, some dozen verses earlier, he had asked, King Nimi asked, Kasmin kale sa bhagavan kim varnaha kidrasho nrabhi namna vakena vidhina pujyate tadahi uchyatam. So this was the inquiry. He is interested, Haribol, no sleeping. This goes on. Must be age of Kali, right? You could tell from the attitude of the audience or their attention levels. And Hari Hari. So he's asking, Kasmin Kali sa Bhagavan. In which age Lord appeared? Kim Varnaha? In what complexion? Kidrashaha? And how does he look like? Some additional information. Namnava? And the names of those lords appearing in different ages. Please tell me. There's more you would like to know. Vidhina pujyate tadahi uchyatam. Please say uchyatam. In what way, in what process, all those different lords in different incarnations would be worshipped? The mode of worship. So this is the inquiry. And Karabhajan Muni has replied how Lord appears in Kratam, Satyayug, Treta Yug, and then we will just touch upon that. And how he appears in Dwapar Yug. I thought I had it here. There are several verses. Sorry. I stuck this in the wrong place. Okay, got it. Dvapare Bhagavan Shyamaha Pitavasa Nijayudhaha. So in Dvapar Yug, Lord will appear, Bhagavan Shyamaha. His color would be Shyam. And Shyama is Radha, Shyam, Pitavasaha. And he will wear golden robes. Nija Ayudhaha, he will be holding Srivatsa and others. Lakshanai Upalakshitaha, by these symptoms he would become known. So that is distinctly clear. Karabhajan Muni is referring to Sri Krishna. So after Dwapar Yug covered, then this verse is talking. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishnam. What would Lord do? That is also inquired. What would he do? What would be his activities? So this Lord appearing in the age of Kali. Kalau api yatha shranu. Before this verse, Karabhajan Muni has said, now listen, I'm going to talk about the Lord who appears in age of Kali. Having said that, then he says this. Krishna Varnam. Lord will appear and he will do Krishna Varna. Varna. Krishna is a Varna. Syllables. Or also Varna refers to description. He will describe Krishna. He will say Krishna, 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 Krishna Varna. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Akrishnam. Tvisha means complexion. Tvisha, what kind of Tvisha? Complexion? A means not Krishna, not blackish. Meaning sounds like a whitish, right? Not blackish, whitish. Opposite of black is white. So golden is closer to white, right? Golden then. So conclusion is golden color. Sangopangastra parshadam. Sa anga, he will appear. Sa anga, sa upanga, sa astra, sa parshada. Sa means along with. Four items mentioned. So with goes with all those four items. This with this with. And what would he do? Well, already said Krishna Varanam. So yajna, he will perform yajna, sacrifice. Well, but mention which kind of sacrifice. Doesn't say only Karbhajan Muni did not. So he will perform yajna. He did not stop just saying yajna, but he wants to mention which kind of yajna. There are kinds of varieties of yajnas, sacrifices. So he mentions Sankirtana Prayair. The yajna, the sacrifice known as Sankirtan, he will perform. Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. And inquiry also was in what way the people of those different ages would worship lords in those appearing in those different ages. So in the age of Kali, Yajantihi Sumedhasaha, Lord is to be worshipped by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I think it's clear, right? Not much interpretation is required. When things are obvious, it's clear. Some things need clarification, some interpretation. But so Sumedhasaha is mentioned, specific mention. The Sumedhasaha, the intelligent people, will worship the Lord in the age of Kali by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. So I could tell all you assembled here are very intelligent. How do I know? Because you are performing Sankirtan Yajna. You have come all the way to perform Sankirtan here. And of course, wherever you were, there also. And on the way also. And here also. And Kirtaniya. Sada Hari is done by Sumedhasaha. So Tvisha Akrishnam is also mentioned. Namamaha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvise Namaha. Rupa Goswami offered this beautiful Radha Madhav ki prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag when they met there. And he composed and he offered. And he was offering this prayer again and again and getting up, offering prayer and dandvat, and he was trembling and voice getting choked up as he was reciting this, because he was reciting with full realization, who that person is who is standing right before him. And Namo Mahavadanyaya. And this little small prayer is quite a prayer. It talks about when we are interested to know anybody, to know Lord meaning to know his name, know his form or complexion, to know his activities and know his qualities. Sri Radhika Madhavayorapara Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Nam Nam Pratikshana Asvadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Our Gurujans, our Acharyas, they are always absorbed in doing what? Radha Madhav's name, qualities, pastimes, like that. So this prayer, Namo Mahavadanyaya, talks about these four aspects of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beginning with Namo Mahavadanyaya. I offer my obeisances unto Mahavadanyaya, Lord who is most magnanimous, most generous, charitable, never ever Lord has appeared like this. This much magnanimity had never exhibited. And we know the reason of Krishna's now being magnanimous more than Krishna, as Krishna Chaitanya is more magnanimous because he is not just Krishna, but he is also Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So what is that? There's a quality of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. I offer my obeisances unto the Lord who, what does he do? Krishna Prema Prada. The giver of Krishna Prema, I offer my obeisances unto him. And this is a leela, this is a pastime of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to propagate, to distribute love of Godhead. So we covered quality, we covered pastime, and then Krishnaya Namaha. Namaha is constant. Everywhere, four times you have to say Namaha, 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 Namaha. Lord, I offer my obeisances unto the Lord whose qualities are like this. I offer my obeisances unto the Lord whose pastimes are like this. And now coming to the name, Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna. But which Krishna? Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namne Krishnaya Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto Krishna whose name is Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namne, whose name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I offer my obeisances unto that Lord. And so this is the name of the Lord. Remaining is now the complexion of the Lord. Gauratvishay Namaha. Gauratvishay Namaha. Gauratvisha. Here mentioned, Tvisha is mentioned. Tvisha O Krishna. Tvisha O Krishna. Tvisha Krishna. Tvisha O Krishna. And in the prayer offered by Rupa Goswami says, Gauratvishay Namaha. His complexion is Gaur, his Gaura Varna. Shyam Sundar has become Gaur Sundar. Shyam Sundar of Dwapar Yug is now Gaur Sundar of the age of Kali. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So that Lord kindly appeared. That is what he is talking. Karabhajan Muni in the age of Kali. What did he do? He performed Sankirtan, Yajna. We started just a few hundred meters down the road, maybe 1,000 meters, Srivas Angan. The whole inauguration of Sankirtan movement, Sankirtanai Kapitaro, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhus together are founding fathers of this Sankirtan movement. And Kirtan started just around the corner from here. Initially, the Lord along with His Anga and Upanga and Astra and Parshadas, He was doing Kirtan indoor. It was a private affair, not accessible for the general public. There's a whole screening process and any impurity out. You're not allowed. And this went on for long, long time. All night long there were kirtans roaring and whatnot. Amazing dancing of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And so Advaita Acharya, he was not happy and not happy. Not happy because he was the one who invited Lord. Lord, please, 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 time has come. Dharma shaglani rabhavati bharata. When there's a decline in religious principles, then Lord appears. So Advaita Acharya had seen the state of affairs of the country and the world, and now only Lord could fix the situation. Only Lord could put an order to this disordered situation. So with that aim, he had invited Lord to come. So Lord had come, but he was just continuing his Kirtan the way he used to. He always does in the spiritual sky. In Golok, there's a Vrindavan and Navadvip. So in Navadvip, there's a Kirtan eternally going on. So he comes here and then with the same associates and Parshadas and Anga and Shastras and Upangas, he's continuing. So one day, Advaita Acharya had to make a very humble appeal unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord, please make this available to the entire world. And then Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage Vijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laiya Sate Gelo Nagara Raje Tathai tathai baje lakho ghana ghana tahe jhanje re ro preme dhala dhala sonar anga charane nupura baje. Then the kirtans all over Navadvip, every town, village of Navadvip. But that was not sufficient. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and he goes all over India spreading the holy name everywhere. But he left some homework for Srila Prabhupada to do. Then Srila Prabhupada, you look very intelligent. Yeah, you're performing Sankirtan, must be intelligent. You spread this Krishna consciousness in the Western world. So Prabhupada goes, bringing the holy name everywhere. As a result, as we receive the holy name, then we begin running, coming back to home, back to Godhead. As soon as we receive the holy name, as soon as we receive the holy name, our journey, our travel begins. And that is what has happened. The holy name, from name to dham, from naam to dham, from naam to dham. So we receive the name and we end up in the dham. So that is what has happened. And you are welcome. And what you are doing here is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always does in Navadvip, Mayapur. He taught that also to the whole world, the process of Krishna realization or attaining Krishna, attaining ultimately his dham. And that process is Sankirtana Yajna. And so we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, chanting, doing this Kirtan Mela. Okay. So much to say. I wish I had at least 5 mouths, if not 1,000. But what to do? We are always limited. So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifest pastimes got over, chapter closed, there was a big flood. Mayapur Navadvip was flooded, literally like an ocean of water here. And everything was standstill. No one was coming, going, nothing was happening here for several hundred years. And then things gradually changed. The flood situation was not there, was under control. Then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj comes to Navadvip. Soon Bhakti Vinod Thakur was transferred from Jagannath Puri to Krishnanagar, district magistrate. And he gets association. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is receiving association instructions, guidance from Jagannath Das Babaji, taking siksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj also, from Vrindavan, he migrates here to Navadvip. He becomes siksha disciple of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur asks his son, what was his previous name? No. Vimal Prasad, to accept discipleship of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So there were times, maybe 150 years ago, all these four acharyas, great acharyas of our sampradaya, were together, physically together at Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house or where his samadhi is. Like six Goswamis of Vrindavan would gather together in the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple. So like that, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and the Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati, he was a junior of these four members, and they would sit together and have association, and I'm sure they would also do नाना शास्त्र विचारी नहीं कनि पुनः scrutinizingly studying the shastras and having discussions and debates and so so this is how the discovering the pastime places in Navadvip and re-establishing the glory of Navadvip began with these four of these beginning with Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. No one knew which pastime, where, this, that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was breaking his brains and making reference, trying to find references, research, wandering everywhere, and the gadgets he was referring to. And so even the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth was not for sure, because of few hundred years of flood everywhere. So we could imagine. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, searching and finding out and establishing different pastime places of Gauranga and other pastimes also from previous ages. So amongst those, birthplace, he was working hard, and so with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was able to. He was very elderly, and he had to be carried in the basket. And the team was going here, there, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was like a detector. He would detect. Like sometimes the water detectors, before digging the well, the farmers, you know, some are expert, or they know the farmers get another person from another village. You know, the water detectors, they know. They make them walk all over, and then they dig here. So you'll find water, like that. So detecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. So as they arrived, walking and walking to that location, which is now known as Yoga Pit, Jagannath Das Babaji, he was 130 years old, and immediately he became ecstatic and started jumping. Gaura, 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 Gaura. Yeah, Jayapataka Maharaj will tell you in a more dramatic manner what all that transpired. And that is how it was finally concluded. This is Yoga Pit. This is the birthplace of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And credit goes to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Hence, when we offer our pranam mantra to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we say, what do we say? Before that, Gaur Avirbhav. Gaur Avirbhav Bhumes Tam or Tvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha. This soul is Sajjan, Satjan, and he is also Sarobhoma. He is very dear and respected by all the Vaishnavas. And he is responsible, or he indicated, he pointed out to which place? Gaur Avirbhav Bhumi. Bhumi means location, place, land. Gaur Avirbhav. Gaur Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Avirbhav Bhumi Nirdeshta. He pointed out. It's here. It's here. It's here. So that was contribution of, amongst so many innumerable contributions of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Hey, his samadhi is in Navadvip town. As you go on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, one day you also get to go and take darshan of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj samadhi. Well, then just quickly, this Rasikanand, this is, he was a disciple of Shamanand from Orissa. He was a grihastha, but quite a quite an amazing personality. Hari Hari. Okay, we are in business. But if you sleep now, I won't. Or if you leave, I won't. So, so he was quite a powerful, influential personality. That many of his disciples were animals. He would initiate animals. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jharkhand forest, he made the animals to chant and dance. So some of his followers, Rasikananda's followers, especially there was one elephant, he went wild and, you know, creating havoc, and all the villagers were in trouble, and they all ran to Rasikananda. Please do something, please do something. And then Rasikananda approached this elephant and said, "Hey, elephant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. An elephant calmed down, bowed down with the tears gliding down from the eyes and the cheeks and rolling in front of Rasikananda. Hari Hari. What an empowerment, how much empowered he was. Okay, Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki. So we are celebrating 16th disappearance anniversary of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I was there 16 years ago on this day. Any, some of you, anyone else was there also that day, 16 years ago? Yeah. What a loss. What a shock. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, anyways, so much to my dear brother. One time my GBC, when I was just a bhakta in Bombay, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was a GBC. Then I was a brahmachari, and one day he was very, very strict. And GBC has to make sure all the standards are maintained. One day I was getting late to come to Mangalarti, so I hurriedly put my dhoti like a sannyasis do, not a brahmacharya. I had no time to, I thought I should just, like gopis would just run, you know, when there's a hole upside down, and I thought that would be accepted, my ecstasies. So as I came to the temple and I was about to bow down to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Walked closer to me. I offered my obeisances, and as I looked up, he was there. Are you brahmachari? Yes. Sannyasi dhoti? No. He said, go! I thought I could go after Mangalarati and do this. He said, no. Now. And he stood there till I departed. Hari Hari. It Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada gave him, I mean, he was only or sole GBC of entire India that time. I think he was the first one, first GBC of India. Srila Prabhupada gave him sannyas in Jaipur at Radha Govind Temple. That's the time the queen of Jaipur also donated set of Radha Krishna deities. Prabhupada named them Radha Govinda and sent them to New York. New York Radha Govinda. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj had come back to Bombay, and well, in meantime something happened with me, and I was getting ready for marriage. It was arranged. Temple president was involved. And my parents were very happy, thinking that I was becoming normal. So they also had come, and everything was... But then, on the day of the ceremony, the girl's parents came, and they had parked the car some distance away from the temple. They said, "Some jewelry and saris for you, we have, please come to the car." They brought her to the car, made her sit down in the car. They kidnapped her! And I was very much down, thinking, why bad things are happening to a good person like me. Okay. So my GBC took note that I was kind of undergoing some depression. So I'm very thankful to Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj for counseling me and lifting me up. And he proposed, he said, "You marry Krishna." And then idea of me taking sannyas kind of came out of that, marrying Krishna, take sannyas. So Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ki. So then, after several years in Bombay, he goes back to America, and the kind of book distribution that he managed, Srila Prabhupada's book distribution, the tidal wave, a revolution. He managed to get, well, he had 6 buses, 20 vans, and 150 brahmacharis with him. Some sannyasis also. And he named that party as Radha Damodar Party, distributing hundreds and thousands, amazing, and winning those marathons. And I think it must be around that time he had an idea of making offering unto Srila Prabhupada for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. And he was thinking of offering a garland, not of flowers, but garland of jivas, souls. So he, with his staunch, strong preaching, he made 108 devotees and made some kind of mala and offered them at Srila Prabhupada's feet. Haribol. It's quite a feat, right? He was, this land, the very first piece of land for ISKCON in Mayapur was acquired by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhupada had assigned this task. Srila Prabhupada was in Kolkata and he sends Tamal Krishna Maharaj to Mayapur, and he was very expert, and the great determination and what not, by hook or crook, he wanted to manage to get a piece of land from a Muslim sold. And Prabhupada was in Kolkata waiting. It was late in the night. Prabhupada was waiting and waiting. He was very anxious to know what was the outcome. Did he manage to purchase the land? Is the deal complete? He wasn't coming, so Prabhupada also was concerned, why is he not here? Something went wrong. So as Tamal Krishna Maharaj had returned, lights were on in Prabhupada's quarter, knocking at the door in the middle of the night. As Prabhupada opened the door, Tamal Krishna Maharaj handed the paper. Here is land for you, Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful land. Yeah, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was very much attached to Srila Prabhupada. There's so much affection for Srila Prabhupada, and he always preferred to be around Prabhupada, serving in a very special way, which he did in a very special way. Sometimes I think that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had some kind of access to Srila Prabhupada's mind and heart, knowing what is on Prabhupada's mind and in his heart. And then he would try to fulfill Prabhupada's wishes and desires. The final year, he wrote a book also, a drama about that also, a final year. Final year. Huh? That's the name of the book. Final lesson. He wrote many books. Servant of the Servant is quite a book. Biography of Srila Prabhupada. Right? The history of ISKCON. And TKG Diary is world famous. Something that TKG knew, no one else knew, because there were just him and Srila Prabhupada a lot of times. So he was making notes, TKG Diary. So he had come since the Mayapur 77, and then from that time till 14th November 77 in Vrindavan, he never left Srila Prabhupada's company. He was like a shadow of Srila Prabhupada, going, following everywhere, and offering from here going to Bombay, an idea of going to Rishikesh, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was involved. And then back to Vrindavan when Prabhupada thought, I may be leaving this world, so Tamal Krishna Maharaj, our Bhaktichara Maharaj also was there in Rishikesh. And last year of Srila Prabhupada on the planet, Bhaktichara Maharaj also spent a lot of time with Srila Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And when he was getting a little better, Prabhupada, the idea of traveling to America, going to Gita Nagari, came up, and Prabhupada was on the way to Gita Nagari, but then he stopped in London, and then his health went from bad to worse, and had to be rushed to Bombay, and then on to Vrindavan. And all this time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada. the writing will of Srila Prabhupada, Madhavan Krishna Maharaj was instrumental getting that written, and on and on. Yeah, the mission of a very tough mission, frontier China. When there were some difficulties in America, I think, interrelationship with different zones, and then Tamal Krishna Maharaj had to surrender his zone in America, and then you go to China, and he was surrendered, so he did go to China, to the tough, hard nuts there. He did cracked, and we could see there's a bunch of, as I was coming down here, so many Chinese devotees here. Are there a few hundred Chinese devotees here right now? Right? Yeah. And of course there are thousands in China. So this was her work, initials, planting the seeds of Krishna consciousness in China. China was opened, and Krishna consciousness making inroads in China, the communist China. This was Tamal Krishna Maharaj's very special mission. It was 2000, year which? 2002, right. 2002, Tamal Krishna Maharaj did something special. He had been doing that for a few years. He was conducting kirtans in his apartment. He had a large apartment in the conch building, which could accommodate, I think, over 100 or 150 devotees. And he was inviting them every night. You know, something like what was going on in Srivas Angan, with selected group of devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was organizing those kirtans night after night after night after night. Very amazing kirtans. I remember him going every day to Ganga also, those days where I stayed. I used to see him going to Jamuna, coming back from Jamuna every day. So the Kirtan Mela that has now had been happening in Mayapur and elsewhere also, I think I make connection that this is the Tamal Krishna Maharaj started those special kirtans in his quarters, and that was happening many years, year after year. Then after his departure, GBCs continued those kirtans, reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita and kirtans as a memory or remembering Tamal Krishna Maharaj and his programs, his activities of kirtan activities. And then gradually, kirtan melas started everywhere, and kirtan mela ki! So kirtan melas, which are now happening in Mayapur, also has connection with what Tamal Krishna Maharaj did, the kirtans in Mayapur. So all day there are the ceremonies celebrating disappearance festival of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, beginning at 10 o'clock. Community hall? Samadhi. His Samadhi. Tamal Krishna Maharaj's Samadhi? Tamal Krishna Maharaj's Samadhi, beginning at 10 o'clock. You're all invited, welcome to go there, offer your prayers, obeisances, hear his glories, chant and hear his glories and like that keep remembering this great soul, the great brother of mine and many of us. When Prabhupada departed, I felt certainly a loss, big loss. And one more time I had a similar feeling when Tamal Krishna Maharaj left. I also had the feeling of great loss, and it was Hari Hari. Yeah, I was told that before he left, he had offered his obeisances to Garuda. The morning that he left, offered obeisances to Garuda. And then, but he was not allowed to go outside Brajamandal realm. Before he could cross the Brajamandal border. Oh, okay. Not different. Gauramandal. Then he was stopped. He was checked. No, you can't go out. Stay here. So we take that as Tamal Krishna Maharaj is here. He's in Navadvip. He's in Vrindavan. Or he's with Srila Prabhupada. He caught up with Srila Prabhupada that day. He's one of the parishads of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Tirubhavatithi Mahatsava Ki Jai. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Tirubhavatithi Mahatsava Ki Jai. Srila Rasikadanan Prabhu Tirubhavatithi Mahatsava Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.